not to do. And it doesn't matter if those things had to happen or not to happen, because well, if you wouldn't do it, somebody else would do it. But the minute you did it, so you did it. You are the one wrong. The same thing is, okay, Joseph has to get to Egypt. So what? So you have to sell him? No, somebody else can also sell him. But the minute you did it, you're going to pay for it. Yeah. And that's the point. It's not. It's nothing to do with what is the plan or what the plan is not. God, you don't help God in his plans. When Joseph tried to help God with the plans and told this minister, when you come out, remind the Pharaoh that I'm here and I'm innocent. Oh, you have him to remind. So God told him, okay, you stay now another 2 years, because two times you say remind, discover, discover. Okay, stay 2 years in.
Then he stay other 2 years.
Yes.
Because he didn't.
Because he wanted to help God. Yeah. You help God? Who are you to help God? God got his own plan. It's going to happen. Why do you think you found yourself in this strange situation with those two guys dreaming? Because God wanted them to get into jail and to dream the dream.
If he said remind, then you are helping Hashem.
Of course.
It shows. It shows that you're not 100% trusting God.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about if we would have done it, it will be a mitzvah.
It's bitachon.
But talking about Yaakov Avinu, it's Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik, what's the problem? Why do you have to remind him? Yivayim mikech nataim yamim. That's what's written in the next parsha. Why mikech nataim yamim? What does do? Why 2 years?
Because
what did he say? He said, Pasuk Yud Daled Perek Mem. Perek Mem or okay, let's see what it is. Yes, Perek Mem.
Yud Daled.
Ki im zechartani itcha.
If
you remember me, kasher itav lecha v'asit anai madi chesed ve'izkartani el parot. Twice.
No, izkartani ve'izkartani.
So he got 2 years. Each one of those words cost him a year.
Wow.
Okay.
Hashem said, you trust in the guy?
Okay.
Take you out from the pit, not me.
Now let's see what's happening with those dreams. Because we're talking about dreams, the whole parsha is about dreams. Dreams of Joseph is dreaming, and those two ministers are dreaming.
Yeah.
And next week we'll see the dreams of Pharaoh.
Yeah. Pesach.
It wasn't the cooker?
The cooker?
And this guy who served wine.
And what do you call him?
The butler.
The wine server.
Butler. In English, it's butler.
Okay.
Right?
Now, both of them are in jail. And we're asking a very simple question. Why do we need to hear all this story? The miracle was made by one of them. So why do we need the other one? Because the one that gave the wine to Pharaoh, he was saved.
And the other
the same way as Joseph said it's going to happen. So really, we don't need all the story with the cooker. We don't need the story. So why is the Torah telling us this story? Why do we need the cooker over there in the whole picture?
Does Joey could tell like there's one... Both dreams.
If let's imagine that there was only one dream. If there was one dream, could we see from this one dream that Yosef knows how to solve a dream?
because no, there are two different types of dream, and one person is...
No.
Why?
Because then this guy who has the only one dream, he wouldn't say to the paro that Yosef is a special... He knows he's with Hashem. And
why?
Because one dream, he can say, okay,
he guesses.
He gets, okay, mazal, happens, by coincidence, something like this. But when the second happens,
if there is only one,
no, if
it doesn't really matter what he says. Because if he's going to die, so he died, he's not going to talk. It's not like all those tzaddikim that you go to them, all those babot, and they tell you, wow, what miracles they do. Yes, 200,000 people come to them, and they were very good with 20 people. Nobody talks about the 200,000 that he was not successful at all. They talk about the 20. There are chances. This is a very relative university possibilities. Sir, if you have 2,000 people and you tell them a certain thing, so if there is a possibility, let's say 2%, 10%, that it's going to happen. But if the guy is really true, everything has to happen, what he says. That's why when sometimes you hear, wow, what miracles he did, I'm always asking myself, 1 minute, how many people go to him? We have got no kids. Like the other day I was listening in the radio and they were telling about this special skula. They have a box with 20 skulot or something for everything I want and this and that. So I phoned.
Really?
Yes.
You phoned?
Yeah, I wanted to know. I phoned, I asked her, tell me, what is this all about? She says, no, you have a box with the school. I says, how much does this cost me? No, it doesn't cost you, it's a donation for this. How much does it cost me? At the end of the day, it's all a big joke. Because I'm asking myself, all the skulot, you're going to be rich, you're going to be this. You see, we have to be surrounded with millionaires. You know how many people go to those skulot? Where are the kids? Where are all the kids? Where is all the money? Everybody is not ill. Everybody is healthy 100%. Yes? No. It's all a big joke. You have to be very careful about those things. It's all a big joke. But people want to believe. People want to some good things to happen. So they give money and they do, because at the end of the day, the only thing that is there is money. They want your money and that's all. So they will tell you a story about this special glass and the special cup that others were telling. We'll come to your home with the glima of the tzaddik and do the special prayer. They come to my home, they give out tzaddik. A lot of times they don't tell you how much it costs. They don't even tell you that it costs. Okay, can you come to me? Yes, of course. You have to donate this and that. 1 minute. Wow. Didn't talk about this. How many people they had go to those rabbis? They were very rich. There are a few stories like this. They lost all the money. And when they come to the rabbi now, they're at the end of the line. I'm asking me this stupid question. All the money he gave to this tzaddik, and the tzaddik, who knows how many promises he gave him, that he's going to be wealthy and rich. God. And he lost all the money. And he still comes there? So stupid.
Yeah.
Really? And nevertheless, they put him at the... Because he's got no money now, he's not important. Before, he was the first one to go in. Because he donated a lot of money. And I'm sure that when he donated the money, the rabbi promised him all the good things of the world. And look how stupid this guy is. He lost all his money and he still goes to this rabbi. He didn't help you. Don't you see? I said, that's exactly, they work on our what we want, desires. Our wishes, our desires. And we want to believe. It's like gambling. Some of you go gambling and you win a few a few dollars, and then you lose, and then you wait, I'm going to win. You lost a lot of your $200,000, you're going on. And he goes on, loses everything. But that's life. That's exactly the point. We believe in God. And we don't need any somebody in the middle. And when we talk about the dreams, so of course, if there was only one dream or one guy, so there is no proof that Joseph knows what he's talking about. So if the guy would have died, so there's nobody to talk about. He told him he's going to live, because what do you say? Yes, in 3 days you're going to live and you're going to have this. And after 3 days he dies. Is there anybody to tell? No. If he lives, yo, what a genius, he knew exactly I'm going to live. Yes, 50-50. That's why we need the cooker in the story. Because Yosef told the cooker, you are going to die in 3 days. And you are going to be released. And exactly this what happened. And that's the only proof that what Yosef is saying is true and is a real guy that can solve dreams. Otherwise, there is no proof. In other words, look at this from the other point of view. This guy, the cooker, was so proud of himself that he become the cook of Pharaoh. If he would have known that the only reason he's there in this position is to show Pharaoh that Yosef knows how to solve dreams, and really this job is going to cost him his life, would he be happy about the job? Of course not. And that's life. It's like this rabbi was going to Jerusalem, and on the way they saw this beautiful new car, unbelievable, you know, with all the like really very expensive car. You know, everybody was looking jealous at this car. And 20 minutes later, there is this big traffic jam. The traffic doesn't move. After 1 hour, going very slowly, they see on the side of the road this new car smashed.
Oy.
And bodies on the side. So, do we know what's good and what's not? There is no reason to be jealous. There is no reason for nothing. Because we don't know what's inside, what's going to happen. So this cook, he was sure, wow, what a great muzzle I have. I am one of the biggest, most important guys in the world, Pharaoh, of course. If he would have known that the only reason he's there is to be killed, he wouldn't be so happy about it. Now, how did really Yosef know to solve the dream? Can we see it inside the dream? And the truth is, it's very clear, which is also unbelievable. The same thing we see with Pharaoh next week. Pharaoh, everybody's trying to solve his dreams and nobody can. But at the end of the day, if you look at the dreams and you hear the how Yosef is solving the dream, it's very simple. It's there. But it's exactly the point. Sometimes we look for an explanation. We see it in front of our eyes, but no, it cannot be so simple. Look what's written with those dreams.
But Yosef had infuah, or he was very smart that he could see what the others don't see.
Both.
First of all, God, as we say in our parsha, God was with Yosef all the time, and he was matzliach. He helped him with everything. It's written in the
Potiphar's
very clearly
in the prison.
It's a very interesting thing. In other words, God is with him, and with God is with you. Of course you do, you're clever and you don't know what to do.
And also he studied a lot of with Yaakov, yes. He has his mind developed.
You know, we can talk about it for hours. Because, you see, maybe next week we'll touch this point about what Yaakov really believed when they told him that his son is dead. Did he really believe that he's dead?
No.
The truth is not. Then when they come and tell him that he is alive, why doesn't he believe them? He knows he is alive. Because life and death for Yaakov is only one thing. If you go with the Torah, you're alive. If you go with Egypt, you are dead. But we'll get to it next week.
I heard a beautiful story from Yitzhak. He knows that Yosef, he had a nevuah in his dreams.
That's,
and he knew that
it's written.
Yosef
it's written.
Is,
it's written in the parasha.
It's written.
It's written.
But he didn't tell. He didn't tell.
It's written here.
He didn't tell Yaakov because the brothers make
no, because of this.
Yes, but because they make
No,
because of this. I heard this.
Vayema'en li'inachem, vayomer ki yered el bni avel sho'ola, vayevk oto aviv. The first part of the pasuk is talking about Yaakov. Now, if it's talking about Yaakov, it should be, and he wept. But it's written, vayevk oto aviv. His father wept. What father? Whose father? Yaakov's father. Yitzchak.
Yitzchak.
It's written here. In the pasuk. Okay. Let's see how we can see the solution of the dreams in the story itself, in the dream itself.
Okay.
The first dream is.
His dream is that the wine, the grapes.
There is the grapes.
Yeah, three grapes.
With three grapes.
That's right.
And it's flourishing and going up.
Yeah.
And then there are the grapes on it. And the glass of Pharaoh is in the hand, and he takes the grapes and
smash
and squeeze them,
squeezes.
And prepares a glass of wine to Pharaoh, and he gives it to him. That's the dream of the one.
The butler, huh?
No, that says stayed alive.
Ah, he stayed alive. Yeah.
Yes.
The butler.
He got his position back. בעוד שלושה ימים, in 3 days, יישא פרעה את ראשך, Pharaoh is going to take your head and will put you back at the same place and you will give Pharaoh the glass. It's the same way as you dream.
He wiped 3 days because there are 3 grapes.
Yes. Very good. Now let's see what's happening with the other dream.
The other... His dreams that he has
Sarah Ofi, the cook.
Yeah.
I've got in my dream 3 baskets on my head. And in the top basket is all the good cookies and foods for Pharaoh. And a bird is eating them from the last basket on my head. And Joseph is answering him. Those 3 baskets are 3 days. And in 3 days, Pharaoh also is going also to take your head, but not putting in the same position, but take it off your head, off your body.
Well,
now, what is the difference? They tell there was this exhibition of famous painters, and one of them had this beautiful picture with a girl that is carrying on her top a basket full with fruits.
Carmen Miranda from Brazil.
Yeah. Okay. So it was so real that the birds came and tried to eat the fruits. And everybody was amazed. Wow, unbelievable. And some critic came and says, sorry, it's not very good. The woman in the picture, she doesn't look alive. Mm-hmm. She says, what do you mean? Look at the picture. Look how the birds come. Yes. If the lady in the picture would look alive, the bird wouldn't dare to come near the basket. And what's happening here? The guy's got those 3 baskets on his head, and the birds come and eat
from
his head. It means that he is
dead.
Very simple.
Yeah, indeed.
In the other dream, there were 3...
Grapes.
He squeezed them and he gave them to Pharaoh, which means everything is okay.
Yeah.
You're in the same position. But here, the bird is eating from a basket on his head, which means if a bird comes to you, it means that you're dead. Otherwise, the bird wouldn't dare to come and eat.
Very nice.
Yeah. Everything is written. We just have to look and find it. So, another point that we're going to go, a very interesting point also, when Yosef is being sold, there are a few figures in this story, and we really, it's not very clear who was he sold to and how it was, why.
It's not.
Why? Because let's look at it. Yes, taught twice, three times. Something is wrong here in the story. Let's go back. Okay. Now.
Your coffee's got been cold.
No, it's fine. I'm not. I only drink a little. No. The point is, I always ask for a half a cup. I don't know, but everybody does. Oh. No, it's okay. It's no problem. No problem. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Exactly. Okay, so here let's look. And Perek Lamed Zayin. In Pasuk. Pasuk starts in Pasuk Kafhei. 25. Pasuk 25. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. They sit and eat bread. And they then look, they see Orchat Ishmaelim. What do they see?
Ishmaelim.
Ba Megillah, Muslim, etc. Okay, I've got an idea. Let's, instead of killing him and we have the blood on our hands, let's sell him to those Ishmaelim. Lechu, venim kerenu la Ishmaelim.
This is Yehuda, no? Yehuda who gave the idea. Yehuda gave the idea.
Vayomer Yehuda elecha, ma betza ki narog et achinu. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, they want to sell him to who?
To Ishmaelim.
Okay. Vayishmu yecha vevru lehonah, vayavden, the Torah is telling us in Pasuk, kafchet, vayavru anashim midyanim.
Midyanim?
Midyanim coming there. And they take Joseph out of the of the pit, et Yosef la Ishmaelim, and they sell him to who?
To the Ishmaelim. So what are going the
Midianim? What are the Midianim doing?
Yeah, that's
there is
right.
A word that is say that they are sochrim. Mi sheyes is sochrim hem yesh lachem.
No, the question is okay.
Yeah, okay, but
no.
So was he sold to the Midianim or to the Ishmaelim?
Yeah, this is the
question. Or who sold him? The Ishmaelim to the Midianim to Ishmaelim?
Yeah,
the brothers of Joseph, what's happening?
Yeah.
Now let's see. And you see the question is getting even harder. Pasuk Lamed. What's this? I cannot see. Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav.
Okay.
Vehamedanim. You got it?
No. Lamed Vav.
Lamed Vav. 36. Vehamedanim. Vehamedanim. Got it? Vehamedanim?
No.
Yeah. It's just before Lamed Chet.
Okay.
Vehamedanim.
Mochru oto.
Who sold him?
Medanim
or the Midianim, because there are a lot of them. That's not exactly written even in the Midianim. So who is selling him now?
The Midianim.
The Midianim.
So what is the Ishmaelim doing there?
1 minute, it's not finished. Let's go now, the whole story with Judah. Let's go to the next Perek. Perek Lametet, the beginning. Ve'Yosef Urad Mitzrayma. Got it?
Yeah. Ve'Yikru Potifar.
Vayikneu Potifar. Potifar, Srispo buys him, Sarah Tabachim, from?
From the Ishmaelim.
1 minute. Who sold him?
The Midianim.
And who is he buying it from?
From Ishmaelim.
How can it be?
Because there was one sale to the other, I think.
So Rashi is trying to say there were a lot of sales.
Yeah.
The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, what Rashi is trying to say is a whole different story. And what is he saying? He's telling us, what's happening here is very simple. And then when you look through it, you will see the story. It's unbelievable. The brothers see the Ishmaelim. The Ishmaelim are really, how do you say, schleppers. Like they take stuff from one side to the other side. Schleppers. Truck drivers. And they want to sell Yosef to them, but they said, oh, we don't know anything about wheeling and dealing. So, oh, 1 minute, forgot. Midianim socharim. Meaning?
Businessmen.
And those businessmen take Joseph out of the pit and said, okay, it's worth this and this. This is a good deal. Let's do the deal. Now, they don't leave. Because they want their commission. When they get to Egypt, they're going to sell him for a profit. Mm-hmm. Who is going to do the willing and the dealing?
The Ishmaelim.
The Midianim.
The Midianim. And that's what's written. Who va vehamedanim machru oto el haMitzrim. The Midianim sold him. But who had him? That's the next thing. Miyada Ishmaelim. In other words, the Ishmaelim own him. They bought him for their own money. But the middleman was the Midianim. In other words, the Midianim, they are the one
who
willing or doing
the business.
The business.
They want the commission.
And they take the commission. And that's why they, first of all, did the transaction between the brothers and the Ishmaelim.
Yes.
And here they do the transaction between the Potiphar and the Ishmaelim. That's why the Midianim are here in the middle. And now when we read the story, we understand he was sold to the Ishmaelim with the Tivuch, how do you say with the Tivuch? With the
agent.
With an agent.
Midianim.
And they were willing, and then they went with them together to Egypt. Mm-hmm. And there, the Midianim again were the agents to sell Joseph to Potiphar. Mm-hmm. But still, the Ishmaelim are the one who own him.
This is
so now we understand. Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Yes.
Midianim, I said this word sochrim because they
have exactly. That's why that's the way we learn Torah. If there is a word, it's got a meaning. The Ishmaelim are not being called sochrim.
No.
Or Hat Ishmaelim. But Shlep. Shlep, yeah. But Midianim, the Midianim sochrim. Why do we know that they are sochrim? Because they are the one who are doing willing the dealing. So we learned a few interesting things about our parsha. And Bezrat Hashem, next week we'll learn a little more.